is time now for Talkin' Books. We are joined in the studio by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org and ChapelHillArts.org, respectively, for those two departments. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
That's good.
I heard you say that the fun would start with the impossible quiz.
Well, no, the topic is fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
the fun,
prelude to that. The fun starts now.
The fun started 2.5 hours ago when we started this wacky show.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
How's it going?
It's going well. It's a little gray and drizzly outside.
A little bit, yeah.
Good day to stay home and read, but look at us. We're up and working.
And talking about reading.
And talking about reading,
there you go.
Indeed.
Awesome.
Yeah, everything's going well. Library is packed with UNC students this week, which is a delightful time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually closed one of our meeting. Well, we closed it to the public, but opened it up as a study space for UNC students, which is just so much fun. They come wandering in like, campus is full.
Oh,
can you help us out? And
yeah,
we're like, yes, come.
It's like, that's interesting because there are 49 libraries on campus,
right,
but people come to the Chapel Hill Library because
yes,
it's a great study space.
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot of great resources.
And
yeah,
some students find us for the first time during this time, but
mm-hmm,
I would say year round, there's this thing that happens where UNC students discover us.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't tell anybody because they don't want the secret to be out.
Yeah.
So it's really fun having students in. And then, of course, the arts team, we're all still drying off from the parade on Saturday, which was super fun. It was like I had stepped out of the shower. I was so wet at the end of it. But
are you happy it's a shorter route this year?
Indeed, indeed. And my team knocked it out of the park. But people were so happy,
yeah,
despite it just dumping rain and being freezing cold. There was one family that came up and the mom said, like, I was crying literal tears that the parade was back.
Aww.
After all that we've been through.
That's
so
cool.
Really good stuff happening on both the library and the arts side of things.
Nice. Awesome. So we're talking with Susan Brown, and we are talking books. So let's talk books. We're getting into the holiday season. Christmas just a couple of weeks away, incredibly. So it's the season of giving. So what books are good to give? What books are good to receive?
So I'll just start by saying, I talked about how my library and arts teams are doing. If you want to know how I'm doing, I'm freaking out because Christmas is like tomorrow, it feels like.
Basically,
I looked at the calendar.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, what? So I'm starting to be like, oh my gosh, Christmas. I got to get a tree and bake the cookies and buy the presents.
Right.
So deep cleansing breath.
Serenity now.
Yes. So if you are feeling like me and you want to give and or get books,
right,
I have 3 recommendations.
All right.
How many did you bring to the party?
5, but I can knock them all out in one go.
Boom. Okay. I'm going to start. Should I go youngest to oldest or oldest to youngest?
Oldest to youngest.
Okay. Good call. So I have a book recommendation for adults, for teens, and for kids. And so the first one that I recommend is nonfiction for adults.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 books, really. The first is Edible North Carolina, A Journey Across a State of Flavor. This is a UNC Press book edited by Marcy Cohen Ferris, full of essays from everybody from Bill Smith to Vivian Howard, and it's really, it's not like a book of restaurant reviews or recipes. It's really looking at the landscape of foodways from politics to economics to race to climate change, all of that.
Awesome.
And it's really, really good. And then at the Friends sale, I picked up one of her previous books, The Edible South. So this one's Edible NC, and I picked up The Edible South, which is her look. That's also a UNC Press book, but that's Marcy's look at sort of a different way of looking at the history of the South, and it's through food and foodways. Also really good. So if you have a foodie, a person who loves North Carolina, interested in the South, interested in all of these topics, either of those books would make a great gift.
What's your teen recommendation?
Should I do that now?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Because
I've got 5, but it's all like one thing. So
okay.
Do
so,
your 2. I'll do my 1. You do your last 1.
Yep. So I would say that this is a YA book, but I said it's for teens, but it's really for teens and grown-ups, too.
Right.
But it's fiction.
As are all the great YA books.
That's right. Like, that's right.
I told you I read Every Day by David Levithan, and I got like 80 pages into it, but I was like, I think this is for teenagers.
Yeah.
Eh, whatever. It's
right?
good.
Which
yeah.
is a great book.
Yeah.
So I want to recommend, and I've talked about this author and her first book before, but Tracy Dion's second book is out. So her first book is called Legendborn. And it is a YA magical fantasy set where? On the campus of UNC.
Of course.
Such a great book. Got a huge following, won a bunch of awards. And her second book in the series is just out. So that one's called Bloodmarked. It was an instant New York Times bestseller. And it carries on the story of Bree and her experiences and all of the magic and all of fantasy. I'm not a big fantasy reader. I love the first book. Can't wait to read the second book. So a great gift for a fiction lover with a local touch being set on campus. An awesome gift would be both of these books together, Legendborn and Bloodmarked by Tracy Dion.
So if you are looking for books to give or books to receive, North Carolina Humanities Council has you covered because they've got their North Carolina Read series that's coming up starting in February. For 5 months next year, February, March, April, May, June, they're recommending five different books about and on North Carolina that are all available. They're all fantastic, and they're doing like a community read of each book once, one per month for a five-month period. You can go to nchumanities.org, and they've got all the information there. A couple of them are local books. One of them is very local because Art Chansky is the author of one of the books, Game Changers, which is about the Charlie Scott era in UNC basketball in the late 60s, early 70s, and how that relates to the civil rights movement locally and statewide and beyond. David Menconi, who's also a Triangle-based great music journalist, he's got a book called Step It Up and Go, which is an amazing history of North Carolina's music scene and the history going all the way back to the early 20th century. I've read those two, so I can recommend those. The other three are Kiana Alexander's Carolina Built, which is historical fiction that's based on a real black woman who built a real estate empire during Reconstruction, and that's called Carolina Built. There's a novel called Under a Gilded Moon by Jory Jordan Lake, also a historical fiction set in Asheville. And then there's one that I'm excited about just because of the title. It's by Pam Kelly, and it's called Money Rock, A Family Story of Cocaine, Race, and Ambition in the New South. And Money Rock is apparently a guy's name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wasn't thinking that was going to come out there.
Belton Lamont Money Rock Platt.
I love it. Yeah. I will say Carolina Built is really a good book.
Yeah.
I really, really like that book. I hadn't even thought about that as a list to buy from. What a great idea.
It's great, right? Yeah.
And if you were really ambitious, you could buy all five, bundle them up, and you've got
boom,
a year
boom, boom,
of
boom.
Reading.
There
that's
you go.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. That's mine.
So
what's your list?
The last book that I want to recommend is for the young reader, somebody that we've had on this program before, and that's Pierce Freelon's picture book, Daddy Daughter Thing.
Yes, good book.
A delightful book with beautiful illustrations about the simplicity of a father and a daughter spending a day together. What I love about this book is my friend Catherine Wagner, who's at UNC Arts Everywhere, who we've had on the show too. When we did an event with Pierce last year, I bought a copy of this book for her and her little one. She's got a toddler, Mason, who's now, I think, maybe two-ish. And she would send me pictures like, it's his favorite book. And he's sitting there with it. And then like months later, still his favorite book.
Aww.
And then like months later, it's still his favorite. So it's a big hit with the young and older kids alike. Daddy Daughter Day by Pierce Freelon.
And if you're looking for more books, you can go to the Friends of the Public Library's website because they've got their online bookstore with a whole bunch of different options.
That's right.
That
and I don't
from.
Think any of these are on there, but of course you can always go to Epilogue or to Flyleaf, our
Absolutely.
Other great booksellers in this town.
ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website for more on the library. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.